KI72 MB mobile monitoring 19. Hey, EMH mobile. KI7 QMD mobile, Petoskey.
Well, good morning, Rick. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I really haven't talked to anybody in a while. I've been so damn busy. How you been?
Oh, we're doing good. Just rolling into work here. Waiting for the lovely left turn light here at 8th Street in Woodmere.
Ah, there you go. Yeah, I just made it to Petoskey. I'm at the corner of 131 and 31. So, heading to Harbor Springs. We're kind of routine lately.
I'm glad that drive is no longer part of my routine.
Ah, good for you. What, do they send you out in the middle of nowhere now instead?
Nope, I don't work for Telerad anymore. I work for Traverse City Consulting, so I am strictly in the IT business.
Ah, okay. Okay. Hopefully it's an upgrade.
I mean, the most I drive now is maybe 20 minutes. That's not including my drive into work, which is maybe 5-10 minutes, depending on the day. And I don't have a company vehicle anymore, but I get paid mileage, and I don't really have to drive more than 3 to 5 miles to a customer location. So, and driving to customer locations doesn't really happen very often. Maybe once or twice, maybe 5 times a week. And like I said, they're all right in town, so don't have to go very far.
Ah, perfect, perfect. Well, that sounds a lot less stressful than running all over the universe. You doing IT work? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So most of what I do is, you know, remote work, because we've got remote access to all of our clients, so I can just jump in and fix whatever problem they've got. The off chance that someone's printer decides to not really want to print anymore, then and that means I got to go there, but, you know, most of it's remote work, so not too bad.
Ah, perfect. Perfect, yeah. So what company are you with again? We're using SafetyNet, which has a different name now. I forget the heck the name of them. But what company are you with?
I'm with Traverse City Consulting.
It's a big outfit. How many people there?
I'm getting into the parking structure, so I don't know how well you're going to hear me, but the group is...
Yep, you sound like a ball of static if you can hear me. So, I will catch you next time. You have a wonderful day. Good to hear about the new job. KI7 QMD Mobile 73.
KDN, KAL, Calumet, Michigan. WNREJ Mobile.
Listening.
KDA Station, good morning, W8REJ, Rob here.
This is Bill, 88JAM, and I am located 3 miles north of Calumet in the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Oh, good business there. That's great. Yeah, we're in Frankfort, Michigan right now, mobiling.
Okay. Hopefully it's a nice day down there, too. It's pretty nice up here this morning so far.
Yeah, same here. It's 66 degrees and the sun is shining. Humidity is real high, though. If we could knock that down to about 40%, it would be very comfortable.
Yeah, it looks like we got 61 at about 98%. So, yeah, everything's kind of dewy this morning.
Okay, you vacationing up there, or you on your way to work, or what?
Nope, retired last September. So just in the shack here this morning watching the news, and I heard the repeater come up, and I thought I'd give it a try.
Oh, very good, very good. This link system really works well. It's a wonderment, ain't it? That's what my grandpa would have said. Yeah, we're just motoring. I had to take the vehicle in to add a rattle in one of the, it's a cover that goes over something underneath it. But they fixed that in about 10 minutes, so easy fix and no charge. I love those.
Yeah. Well, it looks like this trip is a little over 200 miles straight down that way. But yeah, it's what I did for about 46 years, fix those cars and trucks.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good thing you got out of the business with all the engine failures and all the bad transmissions and things like that. That's nasty business there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I quit fixing that kind of junk a long time ago. I could do enough brakes and wheel bearings and a few things like that. I didn't have to tear into them the last few years. But, if it's got tires on it nowadays and it's fairly new, it's not too good.
Yeah, and it's everybody now. Even the Japanese companies are having a lot of failures. Toyota is one that comes to mind. It's been a real race for them in the last couple of years, trying to get everything squared away with failures and getting all the stuff sent back in to get it fixed. Yuck. Luckily, I was in the electrical industry, so I didn't have to worry about fixing any type of machinery there.
Okay. Yeah, that was the path I kind of headed down early on, but ended up in the auto tech. But, they haven't, ever since they decided they could turn cylinders off and over-engineer everything, it all went downhill.
Yeah, that's the thing. Most Americans, didn't want it. I don't know, they just considered it a toy more than anything. Same with me. I understand from their point of view that software is cheaper than buttons, but I don't know. It's a messy world out there. W8REJ.
Yeah, there's nothing in the... Once they found out they had microprocessors, there's nothing in a vehicle anymore that doesn't go through the processor. And, just overcomplicated. 88JAM.
I had to let this moron pass me in the fog. So I wasn't going fast enough, I guess. 55 is passe now, I guess.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is. We've had a couple of bad accidents up here this last week or so, and some young woman ran a red light right in front of my wife and turned into the mall up here, and I asked her, I said, "Do you have a cat with her?" She said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "You should have asked her for her phone so you could talk to her parents."
Yeah, I know how that goes, that's for sure. So, well, listen, I'm coming up here to a real foggy area, and I'm going to put both hands on the wheel. So, nice talking with you. We'll say 7-3, and God bless you. Have a great one. W-8-R-E-J. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Rob, good chatting this morning. Have a great day. 7-3, K-D-8-J, I'm clear.
W8 VPC mobile.
Mobile.
And where have you been? Called you a couple times this morning, but now the phone's ringing. W8RPM.
I'll be in the car for a few minutes if you want to try me back.
Yeah, okay, I'm back.
Have you been, Ron?
Okay, had a decent weekend, just literally on my way back home from camping since Friday. I thought I'd get up and out earlier, be home earlier, but that just didn't happen. So, not that I'm in a rush, I did miss a meeting this morning, but that's okay, not the end of the world. I dragged my butt a couple weeks in a row when I shouldn't have because I was a little under the weather, but I'm just getting back in town. What have you been up to? W8RPM.
Oh, just working and playing, you know, trying to make the most out of this gorgeous stretch of weather that we're enjoying right now for, like, what, third or fourth week now? It's been phenomenal. I was headed over to Alpena last week, I think Thursday it was, to go do some business over there, and I gave you a shout-out on your repeater on the way over there on the way back, but I didn't get an answer, so I figured you must have been off and out doing something fun.
Yeah, it's good weather for doing something fun. We haven't had any rain in a while. Could probably use some, but... yeah, this is kind of, I mean, you would call it the dog day of summer, but it hasn't really been hot enough. You know, it's pleasantly warm, pleasantly pleasant, but we were in the air in the camper on Friday and a little bit on Saturday because it was in the, I'd say in the mid-80s, but I haven't done it since. Barely had the air on in the house, a little bit, but barely, not really enough to notice.
Well, it's been super humid over here. I don't know about Indian River or where it was you were camping, but holy cow. Matter of fact, I had 75 degrees, but man, it is sticky.
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. We were down in Boyne, so and yesterday we spent most of the day around Torch, just for something to do, you know, because we. I don't think I've ever done a circle tour of Torch Lake before, but now we have.
Yeah, I've not done that either. You know, I've obviously been to some of the towns around there, Bel Air and Torch Lake itself, but yeah, it sounds like it might be kind of fun.
You know, it was a Sunday, and we had the dogs. So there was a lot of stuff, you know, that we really kind of couldn't do, but we did the route anyway, which in and of itself was interesting. The biggest hidden surprise that I would say is worth a return trip is the town of Alden, and I don't know about you, but the only thing that Alden is known for in my book is the Spice House. There's a place there that sells spices. They're very big in the craft shows and stuff, and they have a really, really superior product. It's a little bit hard to find. It's in some of the higher-end groceries and whatnot, but it's not something that you can, you know, just walk into Kroger and buy. At least I don't think. I mean, I haven't been in a Kroger, and I can't even tell you how long, but... But that place is in Alden, and Alden's a tiny little dot of a town, but boy is it, it's super attractive, got a super small little quaint downtown, a lot of public dockage, a public boat launch park, like right there in the middle of the town, and a transient slip, kind of a day use marina that's way bigger than you would expect for a town that size. And it was fun. It was absolutely... fun going nowhere. I think it's 28 miles around the lake.
Yeah, sounds kind of like Harbor Springs without the notoriety and the throngs of tourists. Christy and I went into downtown Harbor yesterday attempting to have our Sunday fun day burger and a beer at Pearson's, which is one of the restaurants that's on our regular rotation. And I've never seen so many people in downtown Harbor Springs. I don't know what was going on there, but holy cow, every single parking spot on the street was taken. They were just crowds of people on the sidewalks. Something was going on that brought a lot of extra people to town, and we couldn't leave there fast enough to find somewhere quiet to have lunch. Hey, I'm almost at my destination, so I'm going to probably sign off here. I'll let you have the last word, and hopefully we'll catch up to you soon, and we can talk a little bit more. This is K8BCW.
Well, your timing's awesome, because I'm almost on the final myself. Boyne was like that. Boyne City was like that all weekend. They had the Pirate Festival and a big flea market, and I wasn't aware of the pirate thing, but apparently it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. They do a kind of a kids version in the afternoon, and then 4 or 5 o'clock it turns adult, and I mean adult. But it was cool. It was cool to see. I mean, we didn't really participate other than as spectators. So, anyhow. All right, good hearing you. Should be around all week. Got a couple of evening meetings up in Sheboygan later in the week, and I think I'm having lunch with a ham downstate from downstate here in town on Wednesday. Having lunch with Ralph tomorrow, maybe Thursday, maybe Ralph A8RK Ralph from downstate, who's that was Chuck's brother-in-law. So, all right, safe travels. Talk to you soon. W8RP.
W8RPM, W8RPM, KCAZSU. I hear you talking about my area. Oh, I could tell you all sorts of things around down here.
Down here being like Horton Bay?
No, Alden, Tor River, Elk Rapids. Yeah, you're lucky you weren't in Elk Rapids this weekend. We had our Harbor Days Festival, and man, it was packed downtown. Alden has their little Alden Days, but that's come and gone. And I'm originally from the Tor River area, so I know everything going on.
So Torch River is the tiny little town just due north of Alden, right? The next town north.
Negative. You're thinking the Clam River. That's the one you're thinking of with the dockside, the Witch Marine, all that. That's Clam River. Torch River is where the Torch River Bridge is. Down at the south end where the, also known as the Torch Lake Sandbar.
Oh, yeah. I will admit, I did get my north and south kind of screwed up because of the way we came in, but it's a nice little area. And I'd never been to Alden before. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the Spice Company. I've gotten, been a patron of their products over many, many years, even when we were still downstate. So, and the timing was great because we ran out of some of their stuff. They were open yesterday till 5, and we were there about 4:30. So, all right. I know we've spoken before, but I can't recall your name. I'm sorry. My name is Ron Robert Oscar November, and the other station was Bentley.
Okay, name here is Toby Tangle Oscar Bravo Yankee. Yeah, my family actually started a store down at Torch River in the 1940s. So I consider an old timer down there. So I know Alden, I know Al Crapitz, I know C. Wade, I know a lot of stuff down here. And, you know, it is a nice, quaint little town around here, but in summer, it's like crazy. Right now, after our Harbor Days, I went downtown to Al Crapitz today. You can roll the bowling ball down Main Street. I think a lot of parents and kids have gone back to school already, so... Yeah, it was kind of quiet downtown today. Okay, well, I know you're at your stop, so we'll talk to you later. KCAVSU.
Yeah, thanks for popping in. Kind of the first time we've been through many of those towns, you know, at least for me. You know, we're in the neighborhood often. My other half works in Charlevoix, and we're... In the neighborhood, I have friends that live on the water on the east side of the South Arm, down by EJ. So, all right, pop in anytime. Talk to you soon, W8RPN.
K8BCW. 9NN mobile monitoring.
Hey, guess what?
Zero. Connected. Two. Node. 5, 8.
And we got Jeff in Alaska,
one,
NADX.
Zero.
Jeff, the location, a message is to pass.
This is Jeff, Silver Lake, South Airport, not in Alaska, and no messages to pass.
Well, Jeff, glad to have you local. Drake, are you out there? We have a public service announcement, NADMH. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry. NADMH. Location is South Airport and Barlow. No traffic. And I'll go with that announcement when you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right. NADMH, just want to put it out there. Please be conscious of where your microphones are and please set a timeout timer on your radio. The 8-6 repeater was timed out for about an hour and a half to 2 hours yesterday. Nobody could use it for about that amount of time because there was a signal present that kept the receiver keyed and kept the repeater timed out. So please, please set a timeout timer on your radio for your own sake so you don't turn it into a second Chernobyl reactor temperature. And so that way people can use the repeater if any situation like that ever arises. We don't, it's not fun. for a little bit, I was trying to figure out what was going on, and I thought we had a hardware problem, but yeah, the repeater was keyed for about an hour and a half, 2 hours yesterday. So yeah, please be mindful of where your microphones are. Anyway.
And Drake, thank you for that public service announcement. We do have a short FLDigi message here. It is 43 seconds. We're using MT62-2000. One of the apps that I've been introduced to is the QSO-1. It's a free app. It's for Android and Windows apps. It allows you to get into the repeater from just about anywhere in the world. If you're interested, it'd be great to install in people's smartphones or gadgets. Join us for a project night. I'd be glad to walk you through that. It's a little tricky to understand at first, but once you get there, it's pretty slick. All right, stand by for digital traffic. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. GTC, end of message. If you receive this message, please check in.
100%. Found out I have to have the squelch turned almost off. If I cut it to where it doesn't play numbers and letters on your voice, then I don't get the message. But if I turn it off where it's rattling all the numbers and letters, I'm fine. KAW.
Drake, NADMH, we got it.
full copy to the SCW.
Everybody, just keep those skills active. Weird summer weather's not over yet, and we got winter coming, so stay tuned. All right, that's it for T-Barch. I'm going to turn it over to the Chairlin Amateur Radio Club. This is GTC. Take it away, Chairlin.
Thank you, Glenn, and good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. The mesh net and the use of this W8 TCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club as a sponsored club activity. All licensed amateurs are welcome and invited to check in to the mesh net. This is AI6XQ. My name is Mike. I will be serving as net control this evening, using the club call sign W8TCM. Before we open check-ins, we have two brief announcements. Announcement number one, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is breakfast with hams, and all are welcome to join. The location is J&S Hamburg, 1083 South Airport Road in Traverse City. Announcement two, tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. is project night. The project, according to the newsletter, is to finish building the Pepper 20MQRPXCVR. For those of you that are new to the hobby and haven't yet got your decoder ring, that is a 20-meter band low-power transceiver. The location is the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive. On the MeshNet, we check in three groups. First, we check in time constraint, short time stations. Second, EchoLink and Star stations. Third and finally, we take general check-ins. We check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You send me your first name, followed by your call sign. Please be kind and send your call sign slowly. I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This is W8TCM, Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour, and I will now take check-ins for short time-constrained stations. First short-time check-in, please call now.
Whiskey Bakery, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tom and Cadillac.
Thank you, Tom. I've got you. Next short time check-in.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, short time.
Okay, Zero Bravo Whiskey, can you repeat the first part of your call sign, please?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey. Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. I've got you. Next short time. Okay, none heard. So, Tom, you're up first, and then Kevin, you're on deck. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, thanks for taking the net tonight, WATCM, WAWIV. Currently, we've got about 75 degrees here, still pretty warm. Looking out and watching a skunk at my watering hole. I got a dish out there and he's drinking. Got a pair of skunks that are hanging around here, but I feed the birds and squirrels, so that's nothing new. And I also feed feral cats, so skunks like that food too. I gotta be real careful going out in the morning. These guys are here quite late though. Last they were here was like 8:30 in the morning. But anyway, had a good day. I had a new stove come in. They give you a time element 9 to 1. You figure, yeah, well, I'll have to hang around the whole day. Not so. 8:30 in the morning, there they come from Home Depot. We were number 3 on their list of deliveries.
I was shocked. So we made it up to yoga and walking at the Y and got over the chiropractors and people got a short neck in. So that was my day. Back to Net Control. Everybody have a great evening. I'm going to be hitting the bed in the sack here shortly. WTCM, WBH, WYE. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Thank you, Tom. All right, next up is KB8SVJ, Bob. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry, I called the wrong call sign. It's Kevin, KE8SBW. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you. Hey, hello, everyone. Hope everyone's having a good evening. It's still plenty warm over here in Kuwaita. Not a lot going on. I'm happy to be talking with Terry Harvest and through our busy season at work, so I'm about to head to the backyard and get bows and arrows with the kids tomorrow tonight. So not getting any reception back there, but if so, I'll be listening to the rest of the net. Have a good night, everyone. Back to Nuts and KV8SBW.
Thank you, Kevin, and again, my apologies for butchering your call sign and calling you the wrong name. So I'm two for two. All right, next we will take in check-ins from EchoLink or All-Star. And before we go to that, the topic for the night, for the non-time constraint, is your worst airport delay. We've had visitors in our house the last couple of weeks. And the last group was supposed to go out yesterday. Chicago was in a ground stop, and they're not going out till tomorrow morning. So if you want to opine on that, those delights of travel, please feel free. Okay, first EchoLink or All-Star check-in. Please call now.
Net Control. Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie. Name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, I've got you. W8VPC. Next, All-Star or EchoLink check-in. Please call now. Okay, none heard. Since there's only one of you, why don't we take you right now, Mike? Go ahead, W8.
BPC. Okay, good evening, everybody. I did take a quick trip up north in Petoskey Saturday for the CE meeting and then stopped off in Charlevoix, put some tote bins in the car, and tried very hard not to hit anybody as I'm going through downtown Charlevoix. Boy, was it packed. Okay, ground stop or delay on an airplane. We were in Orlando getting ready to go back to Detroit, and they had a thunderstorm come through. And they don't like to board planes with lightning around, so we had to wait. The other time was coming into Detroit, and they had thunderstorms, severe weather, and we stayed in a holding pattern with extreme turbulence. Well, it was a roller coaster ride, let's just say, while waiting to land at the airport. So back to net, WAVPC.
All right, thank you for that. Isn't travel fun? All right, that was it for EchoLink and All-Star. I will now take all check-ins. First general check-in, please call now.
K-A-W-P-E, Dave.
K-A-W-P-E, Dave, I've got you. Next, please.
K-F-8-A-G-Y, Kevin.
K-F-8-A-G-Y, Kevin, I've got you. Next check-in, please.
K-C-8-Z-A-P, Mark.
K-C-8-Z-A-P, Mark. Thank you. Next check-in, please.
Scott, WX-1J.
WX-1J, it got you, Scott. Next check-in, please.
K-E-9-A-Y-Z, Bill.
Okay, whoever that was, you're breaking squelch, but I can't read you. Can you try one more time, please? Again, nothing but broken squelch there. So let's move to the next one, and we'll come back. Next check-in, please.
November 8, Echo X-ray. Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, I've got you, and welcome to the neighborhood. Next, please.
KE9AYZ, Bill.
Okay, last caller, Bill, with the AZY. Can you give me the first part of your call sign again, please?
Absolutely. Net control. Please recognize KE9AYZ.
Okay, KE9AYZ, Bill. Thank you very much. Next call, please. Okay, nothing heard. Does the person who is just breaking squelch try one more time? And if anybody can hear and can relay, please feel free to do so.
It sounds like a carrier with no audio, WAVPC.
A carrier with no audio. His push button is working, but his microphone is not.
Is Dave, KE8WPE, and on deck is Kevin, KF8AGY. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, good evening, Mike, and the group. Small but quality throughout. WATCM, this is KAWPE, and we did attend the fair, but we did not break the record or continue the record. We didn't have Gibby's fries and we didn't have an elephant ear. And my wife and I both had some differing things and they were good. And the weather was perfect and the scent of the barns was better than usual. And it was there, met my sister and niece and her husband and the kids, and just had a good time like we usually do, but I didn't have the elephant ears and didn't have Gibby, so that's my report, and I'm sticking to it. K-A-W-P-E, back to net control.
Thank you, Dave. That sounds like a really good time, even if you missed a few of the classics. It's great to be able to spend time like that. That's really a fun event. All right, Kevin, KF8AGY, you're next. And on deck, we've got KC8ZAP, Mark.
This is Kevin Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, over here on Spider Lake. What's going on here? Well, I think we need to get out and use the boat before summer's over. It seems like it's gone by pretty quickly. We have a paver walkway being put in around the carport we just put in back in June, just as a bypass for deliveries and things like that. That started this morning while we were on our way out to resupply at Costco, and now we're just kind of sitting here chilling out for a little bit, recovering from the wasp sting I got over the weekend, and keeping it out of ice and keep them slowing down. Anyway, WATCM, this is KF8AGY, back to you, Net Control.
Thanks for that, Kevin. And yeah, wasp stings are not fun. I have a bit of an allergic reaction to those, and I can tell you from experience that we aggressively go after them here now. All right, next up is Mark, KC8ZAP, and on deck is W1J Scott. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, good evening. This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and just want to say hi to the MeshNet. Sounds like a really good group and that sort of thing, so it's always good to check in. Just in brief, today was spent doing touch-up work around the house and improving little things, little cracks and crevices and like paint spots and stuff like that, so it looks better. And then just as a quick story for delays, I was on a flight from Detroit to Kansas City, Missouri. It was bad weather, and the plane couldn't land at its destination, so it circled the airport above the clouds for about 3.5 hours till it was about out of fuel, and it landed in Des Moines, Iowa. Picked up much more fuel, took off, and about 2.5 hours after that, we were finally landing at our destination. So all in all, about like 6.5 to 7.5 hours delay. Interesting. Anyway, back to Net Control. This is KC8CAP.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mark. Nothing like circling. That's my favorite. All right. Next up is W1J Scott, and on deck is N8EX Jeff. Go ahead, Scott.
Good evening, Mike and everybody on the net. Mike, thanks for taking the net. Doing an awesome job as usual. I just got three things I wanted to touch base with. One is, the project night tomorrow night will be putting together that 20-meter CW or 20-meter QRP radio. The objective will be, we're going to walk in an hour, we'll be having it on the air. That's kind of our objective, so it should be a little bit of fun. For those that are interested in doing such such thing, keep on track. The second thing I was going to mention was, flying, I have flown all of my life since I was 20 years old until the time I was 70. I was traveling extensively for business throughout Europe and Latin America, all over Asia. Not to Australia, but everything else. And never once really had a problem with a delay that I couldn't cope with. It was a couple of hour delay and that's it. So knock out in plastic. That means my next trip will be a redoing, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Fortunately, I don't have any major stories to tell. Item on the list is, Kevin, I heard you mentioned swap thing, and yes, those are no fun. I got one also on Friday, or Thursday. No, it's Friday. We were doing a bike ride around Lake Charlevoix, and on the last mile coming into the town, a hornet got caught in my spandex. They can't get their little claws out, so he just sat there and peppered me for a little while until I was kind of blue in the stomach. So I've got a bit of a sore thing going on, and it seems to now be migrating down. Normally not allergic to them, but it'll it beginning to migrate, and the pain's showing up in other areas. So a ton of fun, but we have to figure out there's some good Mississippi mud to draw that out, I guess. With that, I'll turn it back to Nat. WATCM, WX1J. Good evening, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Great. Thank you, Scott. And your wasp story is my nightmare. And I'm incredibly impressed that you never got stuck anywhere overnight on a flight delay. That's amazing with all the traveling that you were doing. All right. Next up is Jeff. N8EX, and I'm assuming he has been weathered in more than one place. On deck, we have KE9AYZ, Bill. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, good evening, everyone. It's Jeff. I'm just spending time here with my mom and kids and at dinner. I've been doing some fix-it projects and getting things set, and things are better. And, Scott, I passed your message along from last week. I will be at breakfast tomorrow, and just enjoying the weather here. We're actually staying out in East Bay by Lake Arbutus, and been having a great time, and we'll be heading out on Sunday. It's been nice to get away from work for 2 weeks. It's been a little crazy, but it's just a break was needed. Probably need to take more of these. And then my wife flew back last night. She has to do budgets for the Alaska Sea Life Center, so she's going to be getting an early start, but she came a little before I did. And that, as in delays, yes, I have been held at the small airport a few days, and in a village, I think about 10 days was the longest, and I'll tell you what, it's better to be on the ground than in the air in bad weather in a small plane. Only one of those rides will make you kiss the ground when you get when you land safely. So I will always delay and take an extra day versus risk my life in the air. But I hope everyone's having a good day of the week, and see many of you tomorrow. Back to you, NADX.
This is WATCM. Jeff, I am with you 100%. The longest delays I've experienced, both have been in Alaska. Both were the better part of a week. One was on St. Paul in the middle of the Bering Sea, and the other was in Kaktovik up on the North Slope. And both places, fog just would not go away. And this thing in Kaktovik was hearing the plane above the clouds pass over every day we were stuck there. So, but again, you are absolutely correct. You don't want to push it when you're in a small plane, especially in the terrain up there. All right, last but not least of the check-in so far, we've got KE9AYZ. Bill, you're next. And then after you, Bill, we'll call for anybody who is late or missed their check-in originally. Go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Net Control. This is Bill, KE9AYZ. Thanks for picking me up tonight, and thanks for letting me visit your net. We're up at Crooked Lake for a couple weeks, and looking forward to a good time here. And to answer your question, over the 4th of July, we were out in Los Angeles and flying back, and like one of the earlier people on the net, ran into storms over Denver. We were supposed to have a layover in Denver for about an hour, and we got to Denver and flew around for a while, ran out of fuel, had to go to Utah, Salt Lake City, refuel, and then by the time we got back to Denver, of course, we'd missed our connecting flight, so we got to spend the night in Denver and then fly in the next day. So not too much trouble, but lost an evening, so not too bad, but that's about all I've got. And again, thanks for picking me up, and everybody have a good evening. KE9AYZ.
Well, Bill, thank you for checking in while you're visiting the area. That's really great. And by the way, your signal is crystal clear. That's a really great reception. All right, that brings us to the end of the people who initially checked in. Are there any other general check-ins that wish to get on the air? Anybody, any new hands? Just want to see if that HT is working. Now is the time. Anyone wishing to check in, call now, please.
K-A-A-H-Y-E, answer.
Thank you.
Dave.
Is there anybody else wishing to check in before we go to back to Edgar? Call now, please.
K9HDJ, Joshua.
Okay, there was a double there. I got that someone is in Petoskey. Can that person please check in again, please?
Roger that. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Delta Charlie. The first one here is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, in Petoskey.
Okay, KF8, DDC, Dave, I've got you. And who was the other person that tried to call in at the same time Dave did?
Okay.
Can you come back again, please? You got cut off several times.
K9HJJ, Joshua.
Okay, I've got K9HJJ, Joshua. Anyone else?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Quebec Victor Rich.
Okay, Rich, I got KF8 in your name, but can you repeat the last part of your call sign again, please?
Quebec Victor CQV.
Got it. Thank you. All right. Any others at this time? All right, let's go back to the top of this last list. KA8HYE Edgar. Go ahead, please. And KF8, DDC, Dave, you're on deck.
It says KA8HYE, you're on deck. Good to hear everybody on. Back in the 80s, I just started working for Motorola, and they had a new piece of equipment they wanted to install up here at Traverse City, so they had to have me come down for a training class on it. And on the way back, got on the plane at O'Hare, and just pulled away from the ramp, and then they shut everything down, turned the motors off. And we sat there for a half hour, and it was in the summertime and no air conditioning, and I might take a break. And wasn't until I got home that on the news they talked about the fact that the president was on the ground and had had an air, barber come in and had his hair cut in Air Force One. So, of course, that shut down O'Hare for the time that he was there. So anyway, it was a longer trip than we planned. This is KA8HYE.
Thank you for that story, Edgar. I do remember that in the news and how a haircut on Air Force One tied up a lot of traffic. But that's something you can tell your grandkids about that you were stuck in. All right, the next up is KF8 DDC Dave, and on deck is K9HJJ Joshua. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, Roger that. Good evening to everyone on the net. I didn't know you guys had a net on Monday, so I was pretty sure you had one on Wednesday. It was at 8:30, but I did not know of this one, so I was playing with the radio and heard you guys on, and thought I'd jump in here. Originally from Flushing, and we're up here for a week or so, just dilly-dallying around and kind of relaxing a little bit. So that's what we're doing in Petoskey. I think the question was, have you had to have a layover in, when you're in a, on a trip or something like that? Yes, I did. Coming from New Jersey, New Jersey. I think we're supposed to go to Detroit, and something happened. Either the plane was late, or I can't remember what exactly happened, but I got to spend the night in Akron, Ohio, of all places.
Akron, Ohio. So, and they put us up. The night was free, and missed a day of work. I was there for work in, for Warner Lambert in New Jersey. So the next day I was, I had the day off getting plane arrangements. So that's what it is. It is what it is, I guess. So that's my little story. So back to you, Met Control. Kilo Fox Trot 8, Delta Delta Charlie, Dave and Petoskey. Back to you.
Thank you, Dave. My dad used to travel to Akron on one of the long, now discontinued regional carriers. So that's fun for me to hear about somebody who actually flew and got stuck in Akron. Thank you for that story. All right, next up is Joshua, K9HJJ, and on deck is Rich, KF8CQV. Go ahead, Joshua.
Hello, this is Joshua, K9HJJ. I'm visiting up here in Leland, Michigan, just by the water here. It was me earlier who was trying to come in and only getting a carrier. Apparently my radio wasn't putting out any audio, so I hopped on Echolink here just to go ahead and check in. As far as getting stuck, I've got stuck in Houston. Had to stay over in Houston one time, and planes got canceled when I was trying to get out of Houston during that hurricane that went through in like 2016 or something like that. Ended up having to hop all around Atlanta and a bunch of different places. But thanks for doing the net. Just wanted to check in. Hope everybody's doing well. Back to net control. 73, K9HJJ.
Hey, thank you, Joshua. One step ahead of a hurricane is more exciting flying than I ever want to do. So thank you for that. All right. The next and last check-in we've had is Rich, and that's KF8CQV. Go ahead, Rich.
Thanks for taking the net. Thanks for taking my call. This is Rich, KF8CQV. Just wanted to hop in tonight and thank the club for their VE testing that they hosted last Saturday. I'm pleased to announce that I upgraded from technician to general, and very pleased with that, and wouldn't be possible if you guys didn't provide those VE examinations. And special thank you to Hope AA8SN for sponsoring those, and I believe I'm going to try for my extra in November at the next one. They were patient and allowed me to try the extra after I passed the general, and I kind of got a taste for it and believe it's something that I probably could pass if I studied for it. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. As far as delays, too many to recall traveling for work, as with many of the other net responders. One of the memorable ones was flying in a small plane out of Traverse City to Milwaukee for work. During bad thunderstorms, we were barely able to take off, and we couldn't land. He had to circle and burn fuel, and he had just enough fuel to make it back if we couldn't land, and decided to try it. And, boy, we came through those clouds and smacked that tarmac so hard I thought the wings were going to fall off, and the other 10 or so passengers, we all clapped when it was over, because that was a close one. Thanks for taking the net. Again, this is KF8CQV clear.
Thanks, Rich. This is W8TCM. Yeah, that's great. You passed your general. My personal call sign is AI6XQ. I was one of your examiners. And that's great that you got the experience and wanted to
try the X-ray exam. It'll be a lot more familiar to you when you do it again. And again, congratulations on the upgrade. That's terrific. All right. Anybody else want to check in? Last call for check-ins. Otherwise, we're going to close the net.
This is Chloe at KFA-DNK.
Okay, Chloe, thank you. Got you. Are there any other last-minute check-ins?
This is Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y.
Okay, Amity, got you, K-E-8-Z-O-Y. Anyone else? Okay, Chloe, back to you. This is W-8-T-C-M. Go ahead.
This is Chloe, S-K-F-8. This is Chloe, KFA-DNK, and today was the second day of the fair. I did the market and the several open shows today, and I got 1/4 place and place with my sheep, and I got 3rd place with Petra and the You Under One class. That's all I have. Back to you, Net Control. Chloe is KFA-DNK.
Thank you, Chloe, and thank you, Christopher, for the use of your call sign. And congratulations, Chloe. That sounds like a great experience, and you did well. So thanks for passing that on. All right, next up is KE8ZOY, Amity. Go ahead, Amity.
Hi, this is Amity, KE8ZOY. I was at the fair today, and I saw the sheep being judged and brought around. I also saw the pigs being done. It was a lot of fun watching those kids take care of their animals. I just got in and just turned on the radio, and I was just hearing the last the gentleman before talking about the hitting the ground so hard, the airplane, that he thought the wings were going to fall off. That's about when I turned on. So I don't know what the theme was for tonight. I was at a meeting and just got back. But what a great night outside, and the sun going down is orange, so it's a very beautiful night. Probably a lot of smoke out there, up in the upper atmosphere. But hope all is well. And this is Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y. Thanks for taking the net.
Amity, and yes, it's been. It's a beautiful sunset. I can see it right now as well, and we've had some great ones recently, and unfortunately some of those were due to the smoke in the air, but yeah, it's always one of the best parts of summer. All right, last call for check-ins. Anyone left? Okay, well, that's good, because I need to get back to the people who are stuck in my house that had the ground stop in Chicago. So, I will we'll bring the net to a close now, there being no further check-ins. But before we close the mesh net, does anybody have any questions, inquiries, or comments, any fills needed for the two announcements at the start regarding the breakfast with hams or either the project night? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, this will conclude the Monday evening social hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. DeBarge net. This is Mike, AI6XQ. Operating this evening is Net Control under the club call W8TCM. Thank you for everyone for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. The net is closed at 20:50 hours. W8TCM is clear and available for normal use.